Well, folks, tornado sirens went off here in downtown Omaha right as we were going to commercial break, and the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning that includes Sarpy County, Northeast Lancaster, Western Douglas, which is, of course, western parts of Omaha, Southeastern Saunders, and Northwest Cass County. This is a fast-moving storm. There was a confirmed tornado near Greenwood about 10 minutes ago. That is moving to the northeast at 40 miles an hour. So what we're going to do right now as part of our commitment to local programming is we're going to bring you live storm coverage courtesy of KETV NewsWatch 7. And as soon as this threat passes, we will get back to unsportsmanlike conduct. But let's now go live to KETV for continuing coverage as a tornado warning has been issued for Western Douglas County. Welcome back to the program here on 1620 The Zone. John Bishop and Nick Grimm with you after what has been quite an adventurous day. And certainly our thoughts are to those who have been impacted by this major storm, which has passed through the Omaha metro area. I'm here at Charles Schwab Field. We went downstairs for a little while just in case. We had the threat of a possible tornado. In fact, believe one just passed to the east of us over on the Iowa side of the river. But we were fine here in downtown Omaha. No issues whatsoever here, other than the fact it is now raining as hard as it's rained all night or all day. Obviously, the baseball game is called off today. They're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 10 a.m., So 10 a.m. start time, doubleheader tomorrow here on 1620 The Zone, actually on our sister station, 1180 The Zone. But obviously our major concern right now is with those who have been impacted by this storm. I have seen a lot of damage from photos from Lincoln, from Waverly, from near Bennington, Elkhorn, and the like. And again, we're just hoping and praying that everyone's going to be okay, and that we have not suffered any loss of life. That tornado, and if you were following along on television, Channel 7 had a pretty good view of it as it passed through just south of Elkhorn and then moving its way up through Western Douglas County, and obviously it's stretched up into Blair near Fort Calhoun. Just absolutely scary. I saw pictures, and of course storm chasers have been everywhere in this area of the tornado crossing the interstate just outside of Lincoln, between Lincoln and Waverly. There's a business that it's a pharmaceutical business just to the northeast of Lincoln that took a pretty solid hit, and there were folks who were trapped inside. It sounds like, and I'm trying to scroll through right now, we just got back up here into the broadcast booth, so give me just a minute as I take a look around the internet right now just to see if everyone's doing okay there. But as we said, just an absolutely devastating day for some, and this is and again, pardon me if I'm a little scatterbrained here because I'm just kind of scrolling and looking for information at the same time, but looking at a website from a meteorological account that says this was one of the most powerful tornadoes of all time, and I can't begin to describe the scientific or technical term, so I'm not going to try to get into that. But the post from one of the Storm Watch accounts says, and I'll just read it: Omaha, Nebraska may have just seen one of the strongest tornadoes in U.S. history based on radar data. Now, this is based on radar data. Obviously, the folks from the Weather Service will be doing some studies and surveys of the damage, and that's when they will start to assign the necessary ratings to these storms as they came through. But either way, at this point, whether it was an F3, F4, whatever, it doesn't really matter. What really matters right now is that everybody is safe. So I hope that if you know anyone who lives at or near the area that was affected, to please check on them, make sure that they're doing okay. And if you have any information, you're feel free to pass it along. We'll stay here for the next half hour. We'll finish out our show, but obviously it won't be the same show as we started the day with. I'm looking at some pictures now from Elkhorn, and it's a sad irony, but I was describing earlier today my experience when I went down to Hallam, Nebraska. They went through a terrible tornado back in the early 2000s. That was one of the widest tornadoes recorded in U.S. history. And I described a tree trunk that had been totally stripped of all of its branches, all of its leaves. The only thing left was basically a 6-7 foot tall stump, which used to be the trunk of the tree, and all the bark had been stripped away. I'm now looking at some pictures that were posted on damage west side of Elkhorn, and there are several trees that have been stripped bare of all of their leaves, what leaves that were there. Of course, some of these trees are just now in bloom, but they just look like a shell. They look like pretty large trees that are now just a shell of them for themselves, and more importantly, significant structural damage. Housing damage, building damage, buildings that were absolutely leveled in this storm. And I'm just scrolling through right now and taking a look. Yeah, oh my God, this is... I'll hit the retweet on this. I'll share it from my account at JohnBishop71. But these are storm pictures taken from the west side of Elkhorn. And you've got some houses that are leveled, others that have had their roofs stripped. Some have, you know, shingle damage, but then you look at the trees, and again, all the trees have been basically laid bare, and there's significant debris in the middle of the road, or the middle of these streets. And again, these are pictures from the west side of Elkhorn. And let's see, another picture here, 214th north of Maple. Extensive damage in Elkhorn. Please give space to emergency responders. And yeah, I'm looking, and this picture is a little taken from a little further back, but there is, many houses have been flattened. Many houses have been flattened. And again, this is 214th Street north of Maple. So Western Omaha, Elkhorn, Western Douglas County has suffered a significant tornado event, something that we have not seen in these parts since 1975. The Craytakes account just tweeted out, the roof of someone's house has been blown into the middle of a lake.
Wow.
That is incredible. And I'm not sure where that is from. But it's a roof. It's a complete roof that looks to be floating in the middle of what I would assume to be a private lake. Again, don't know exactly where that is. Senator Megan Hunt, a friend of the program, just tweeted, if you're in the Elkhorn area and need assistance, the Red Cross has set up emergency shelter at Arbor View Elementary. Arbor View Elementary, 5115 North 208th. In Elkhorn. So for those of you who have been impacted or know someone who's been impacted, there is a Red Cross emergency shelter at Arbor View Elementary School. That's 5115 North 208th Street. Thank you to Senator Hunt for tweeting that out. And I'll hit retweet on that for those of you who are following along. And if anyone has information that they can pass along to us, we would be more than happy. Legitimate information, obviously. Not a time for frivolity or joking at this point. This is a very, very serious situation that has taken place. Again, we're fine here in downtown Omaha. Nothing Nothing passed through other than some significant rain. Nick, I don't know what happened there at Midtown there at 50th and Dodge, but I'm assuming the same can be said there.
Yeah, we got rain. We got pea-sized hail for a little bit, and then after that, it just kind of went through.
Let's see. Update on Creighton softball. They will play their series. Their doubleheader will start tomorrow at 11. They were scheduled to play tonight, but we're unable to do so. We got another photo here.
The Storm Chasers game is still as scheduled, by the way.
Okay.
And Husker baseball as well.
Okay. Of course, those areas weren't nearly as directly impacted. There was, and I may have shared it earlier on social media. I'm watching some videos right now. There is someone who took a picture of the tornado on the ground near the airport from the plane.
Uh-huh.
They're on the ground in the plane. So it was fairly close to here. Again, we only experienced rain and just a little bit of hail. So Nebraska baseball is going to continue on. We haven't heard anything. I'm assuming the spring game's fine. But there was I tweeted out a photo earlier about, just as the coverage was starting here, and you could see the tornado from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. It was north of Lincoln. It did not hit inside the city, but the tornado was north of Lincoln, crossed Highway 6, which is the Cornhusker Highway, the Waverly Highway, and that's where it hit the manufacturing plant between Lincoln and Waverly, and then went across Interstate 80. Several storm chasers spotted the tornado on the interstate, and that was basically the same storm, and that's how quickly it got here. I mean, we were in the middle of doing the show when all that was happening, and within less than 15 minutes, we were having to bow out due to storm coverage, so it really got on us in a hurry, and quite frankly, we're very, very fortunate that we did not see even more significant damage than we have. But obviously, the folks in Elkhorn have seen very significant damage. And so if you have information, we would be more than happy to pass it along. But there is there's a lot of damage in our area right now, and a lot of folks who have been impacted by the storm. I have not seen I've not seen anything else in terms of any injury reports or anything like that. But with the size of the storm as it was, and, you know, we're sitting in the middle of the day, 3:15, we're just starting to get into the rush hour. Hopefully folks who were out and about in that area at that time were able to find shelter. Now I'm looking at some more information from KETV, and looks like we have several homes and snapped trees in Blair, north of Omaha. For those of you listening from far and wide, Blair is about 25 minutes north of here, and this was the same storm that passed through the Elkhorn area, up past Bennington, and then up into Washington County. That's where Blair is located, and it looks like parts of Blair have taken a pretty significant hit. 5:40 here on 1620 The Zone. We're going to wrap up our show here. We'll stay on the air here for at least another 20 minutes or so, and then go back to regular programming again. No baseball tonight. Creighton baseball and Georgetown, they will play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. and we'll have coverage on 1180 The Zone. But it does sound like the Storm Chasers game is still on as scheduled. We were scheduled in this hour to talk to Kyle Petty, who is beginning his motorcycle ride across Nebraska. He's going to be coming through Omaha next weekend. We will reschedule that interview and have it for you next week here on Unsportsmanlike Conduct. So our apologies. I was looking forward to that conversation, but obviously all parties are understanding of what has transpired here in Omaha this afternoon. So I will certainly reschedule and get that ready to go next week here on 1620 The Zone. Nick, do we have a moment to maybe take a quick break. I'll look up some more information. And if anyone has information they would like to pass along, you're more than welcome. 42 degrees, the source hotline, 402-951-1620. As always, you can hit us up in the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. I'll switch over to the Unsportsmanlike account and follow if anyone would like to share any information that they have. And again, for the folks who are in Elkhorn and need assistance, the Red Cross is stationed at the Arborview Elementary School. Arborview Elementary School at 5115 North 208th Street. So if you know anyone in the area who is in need of water, of shelter, of other necessities because they have been impacted by this storm, the Red Cross is at Arborview Elementary School, 5115 North 208th Street in Elkhorn. Nick, do we have a moment to take a quick break and we'll reset here?
We do.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. We will be back. John Bishop here at Charles Schwab Field, and we will be back with more of Unsportsmanlike Conduct right after this on 1620 The Zone.